And now, your Chilpack Hollywood Hour with Dean Haglund and Phil Lairness.
Hey everybody, it's Dean Haglund here in the offices of Rational Exuberance, high above the historic core of downtown Los Angeles, in the middle of the Art Deco wonder that is the Eastern Columbia. This is your Chilpack Hollywood Hour, and I'm here with your co-host, mine, Mr. Phil Lairness, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to give anything away, but I wonder how long we're going to be able to have it. You're going to have to learn a new opening.
Oh, that's right.
Boy, it took you years before you were able to get that opening right, and now you're a master at it.
I'm a master at it. I say it drunken in my sleep.
In fact, I think that was part of the condition for U.S. citizenship.
It was.
And a lot of good that citizenship's going to do you a few months from now. But anyway, right. I don't want to give anything away.
No, I'll still have my U.S. citizenship. Don't kid yourself. Wow.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dean.
Hey, Happy New Year. Look at it. I'm still writing 20-something on my other check. I don't know what...
When you're writing... Gonna... You're writing 20... I'm still writing 20... I almost said 2013.
Ow.
I wonder why I got that wrong. You're still writing 2014 on checks your body can't cash. I don't know. Boy, I'm exhausted. You would think...
Holy smokes.
With the new holidays. Year and the delivery of all my new material, I'd be so much more refreshed.
You know, you're working some stuff out.
Than I am. But happy 2015.
Yes, could not be more exciting.
To all of you, it really feels different.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Cooler?
Warmer. This is, for those of you who've found us more recently, perhaps through our move to Blog Talk Radio. And my voice cracked there a little bit. Yes. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Every year.
Welcome to the show. Yes. And you're in for quite a treat. We have... gone through, I think we all but maybe 100, maybe even less than that now, but all but 100 of our roughly 400 shows are available for listening enjoyment there on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ChillpackHollywood.
Right.
Of course, at ChillpackHollywood.com. But if you've only been listening to the shows as they get released, the new ones since we've been there, then you're in for quite a treat because this is our special New Year's resolution show.
Our annual tradition. Has it been 8 years that we've been doing these New Year's resolution shows?
I am so bad at math. It was revealed to me that when it comes to this kind of annual math, like birthdays and whatnot, I'm really bad. I'm tutoring my goddaughter in math. And I'm so good in terms of probability.
Right.
And
stats, statistical analysis.
Statistical analysis. But boy, when it comes to trips around the sun, I've got problems because...
Where do you
like
start?
The eve before my 46th birthday, I said, okay, as I complete 45 trips around the sun. But in fact, when you turn 46, it means you've completed
yet another
46. So I was wrong by that. On December, would it have been 14th? It must have been December 14th. Remember that more than 3 weeks ago?
Let me savor the memory.
Boy, time's going so fast. It really feels like almost like the holidays didn't happen and that December 14th was yesterday. But I had, look, rare is the day on Facebook. You know how they notify you when you have friends who have birthdays.
Right.
Rare is the day that goes by where one of my Facebook friends does not have a birthday. That's very rare. But even more rare is the day when I have 11 friends who have a birthday on the same day.
Wow.
So December 14th was one of those days. And so I wondered, well, what was causing all these parents of my friends to get so busy on that particular day in that particular year? And I did the 9 months backwards, and I went, oh, right, Valentine's Day. I'm glad all these people were born, but I'm going to allow... chocolates still to suffice. And then one of these people, the lovely Dawn Brahmadot, who appears in part two of The Truth Is Out There.
Yes.
She, and look, it's not just math. It's midwifery.
Right.
Pointed out that nine months, 40 weeks earlier would have been closer to March 14th or March 17th. So what the hell was going on then that all these people were getting busy?
It's one word, St. Patrick's Day.
Is that then? Because I do know that that is, and I'm not joking. As you know, I haven't received my new jokes for the year yet.
Right.
That is National Frozen Food Month here in the USA.
Oh, well, there. Put those two deadly combinations together.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Celebrating Irish culture and frozen food. Why?
There's aphrodisiacs in that frozen food. That's why probably the post-war baby boom. We were all starting to get into frozen foods.
That's right. Tang was a big deal.
That wasn't a frozen food. Oh, right. Tang. As opposed to the... I'm not going to say it. It would have been a really offensive joke, and we would have had to edit for the first time
ever
in 8 years. So in answer to your query of how many years have we been doing this...
Oh, right. You don't know.
I can't do that math. I know our 2008 was our first year anniversary, so that means in January we probably did a New Year's resolution show,
right.
January of 2008. So if that in fact was the case...
Right, our first...
Then let's count it out. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then you're right. This would be the eighth one.
For those who missed it, he was counting on his fingers.
I don't want to get this wrong. You know.
Awesome. Well,
because as we learned also when we were trying to schedule the guest, my calendar isn't the same calendar, apparently,
right.
that everyone else is using.
So, right.
Yeah. The days and the months don't match up.
Well,
entirely.
Whatever. It's the holidays. It's all just one big... afternoon.
So this is our annual New Year's resolution
yes,
show.
Yes, it is.
We take a look back at the resolutions we made last year. We dig up the time capsule.
Oh, my gosh.
To listen to the show. And
back to the glory days, our halcyon days.
We were so much younger then.
365 days ago.
We knew it. And we relished in the fact. And so we look at what those resolutions were. We hold our feet to the fire. It's always, as I like to call it, the most depressing show of the year. And then you have to talk me back up. Like, no, don't be depressed.
No, whatever.
And
I always like this one. Even though, many of the goals, like I say, you aim for the sun and you land on the moon. That's still accomplishment.
You aim for the sun, fly too close, your wings get burned, and you crash before you were able to accomplish even your first. Which really... I've just filled the first half hour.
Right.
You don't even need to know what my resolutions were. And then we set our resolutions for the new
year. Very exciting.
And it is very interesting because one of the things, because I do go back and I listen to the show, therefore, because we don't keep these lists anywhere. This isn't something we've been checking in on. Although maybe that could be a joint resolution where this year we do say, you know what?
We're
going to check in on these quarterly, maybe.
Oh, well, that's a nice idea.
That could be our first joint resolution for the year. We're going to check in on these quarterly and see how we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
I like it.
Because that might help us. Because quite honestly, I didn't even remember a lot of these were my resolutions. So how could I do them when I get so busy that I don't remember them?
Right.
Because we don't write these down anywhere.
Right. Well, I wrote something down, but it's on a scrap of paper.
Right. That's not going to last beyond, So the thing that I am always reminded of and then forget, but because I listen to the show and we do it each year and I reference the fact that we've done it each year.
Right.
Each year of the show. Are you following me? Because otherwise I'll start again.
No, I got it.
We spend at least the first 20 minutes of our New Year's resolution show not talking about New Year's resolutions. Every year. Last year,
what are we talking
about? It was 25 full minutes before we talk about what we did on the holidays. We talk about our travels, our trips, our adventures. So I'm going to say maybe we don't do that this week.
Very good.
Let's not talk about all those exciting holiday adventures we will have had by the time we upload this show.
Ah, see what you did.
And... wouldn't the beautiful irony would be that like we pre-recorded this the week after we did last year's New Year's resolution show. We haven't accomplished anything.
With nothing.
I'm so depressed.
Oh my gosh. Our first resolution. We already said it.
Well,
we visit these things.
Well, that's our joint resolution, but we should look back. Let's begin by looking back.
Right.
At the
things we said we were going to do.
Yes.
How did that work?
I do want to talk about... Let me start off by saying one failed resolution that really amused me, of mine.
Okay.
It was to cut personal demo reels You know, as an actor. I mean, I just said as an actor. It was supposed to be as a director, and then, you know, but I have so many that I want to do: director, cinematographer, actor, all of these.
Right.
But I bring this up because that was a failed resolution from 2013 that got carried forward to 2014, and I didn't do it. But I bring this up because this one, counter to what I just said about if we check in on these every quarter year,
right,
it'll help us. This has been on my daily to-do list every single day of the year.
Are you kidding? Cut a demo reel.
And
you shove it down to the bottom and stuff it.
You know, like because I, like so many other people, I'm sure actors do this all the time. I've had the experience of some, like Jamie Kaler, you know, one of our lead performers in Lady Killers.
Yep.
He wants footage from the Lady Killers to put on his new reel, and his agents and manager really want a new reel because so much of his stuff is from like his TV show, which is now going on almost 10 years.
Right.
So they want to see a new
updated
look, especially with the mustache. Don't kid yourself.
Yes.
Book him some work.
Totally.
But so I understand that kind of how, you know, day can turn to week, can turn to month, can turn to year, because you're waiting on some great footage. So, of course, I'm waiting on Lady Killer's footage. I mean, for all of these things.
Isn't it in your computer?
Yeah, but why would I cut it in when I'm going to have it with color correction and sound mix next week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So these to-do lists. Yeah. Anyway, so that was funny. That was very, very funny. Do we want to talk about why we do this? No, people can go back and listen to previous shows as we wax rhapsodic about really the importance of resolutions.
Absolutely. Personal growth. Always be...
And to set the intention. It's about setting our intention, focusing our energy in a direction, not about putting... It is different than a to-do list. That's what we always say. It's different than putting things on a to-do list and checking them off, which is why we don't write these down and put them up on a wall. This is about setting our intention, and really, maybe if we can assess, look, what was embodied by this list that we put together?
Yes.
And did we move ourselves in the direction... spiritually, energetically, physically, that the whole picture of this kind of proposed.
Yes.
That's really a way of looking at it that might not get me so depressed. Okay. So, Dean Haglund, let's start with yours.
Yes.
I loved this. This was so vague.
Well, you know, you put a vague one in there. And
I quote Dean Haglund when I say, I'm thinking of doing an online reboot.
And
I said, what do you mean by that? Where everything ties in.
Almost.
For example, my Instagram, my Tumblr.
Okay, so then I went to a website called If Then. Have you seen this? This is a website where you can make simple web programs. Yes, you're drinking water.
Because the dogs aren't, so somebody's got to fill that
void. Sound. So it's called If Then, and what you do is you go, hey, when I tweet, then make this happen. And it's sort of like a whole bunch of options.
Right.
Fantastic. Except I do that, and suddenly on my Twitter account, somebody is selling crap on eBay to my Twitter followers. I don't know how that happened. Oh. So then I go, screw you guys. And they go, why are you leaving us, Mr. Haglund? What the hell? Blah, 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 I said. So as I did one step forward, there were two steps back in the technological realm of ifthenbastards.com. That's all.
So did you reboot your online? So
yes, website's very fancy now. It sells my artwork, my comic book, almost close to sold out.
Now, the tour website also is up, and that was new. So you rebooted that. And it's not called LA Confidential, is it? It's Broadway Tours.
It's Broadway Walking Tours.
Okay.
LA Confidential was a bit, didn't really explain what I'm doing, which is walking down Broadway.
Okay. And James Ellroy might have been a little upset about that. And he's a tough guy.
Tough guy. That guy's a tough guy.
Did I ever tell you how I got, you know, he was my dad's favorite author, and I got him to wish my dad a happy birthday?
No.
And he was, is this Big Phil? Big Phil, happy fucking birthday. That was the, my dad loved it.
Hilarious.
So it was, like I said, it wasn't one of your official ones. You just kind of threw it out there.
Like a vague.
And so I wanted to ask you about that. I had one that was kind of joking, I guess. Although when I heard it, when prepping for this, and I prepped for it just before the end of the year so that I have a little bit of time to get some more of these done.
Very good.
I wanted to find out, I joked about finding out what ego is skeleton. means. Because I referenced how at the end of last year, I was watching from the dining room window all these helicopters airlift hikers out of Griffith Park.
Right.
You know, in 80 degrees sunshine because they'd gotten heat exhaustion or something.
Training for ultramarathon.
So anyway, and it was over near my favorite spot that I always refer to as Ego is Skeleton, because it's just a little bit of graffiti on the side of a water cooler that says Ego is Skeleton. Right. And I've always liked the phrase, but I wondered what it meant. So I did an exhaustive research into it. I Googled it.
Yeah, that's exhaustive.
One reference
what?
To Ego is Skeleton. And it was from a person's Tumblr or Instagram account. It was a photo, and it was hashtagged LA Street Art. And I thought, oh, so it's just somebody who hiked by there. Took a picture of it. But no.
Oh.
It was a tag somewhere else in LA on a ceramic wall.
Ooh.
And with these rather large tiles, and they photographed that and did it. But that's the only reference I could find. So there's at least two places in LA with this tag, Ego is Skeleton, and nothing about it anywhere on Google other than one photo. And now I'm going to put up a photo because, wow, I mean, what are the odds of that?
That's, well, I'd say the odds are pretty good, because if you got a catchy catchphrase that you are tagging all over the place, you're going to put it more than one place up.
Right. And you would think people would then get online wondering about it, would post in some kind of chat. Does anybody know this? I mean, Ego is Skeleton is not even from a quote or anything. Well, so it's this guy made this thing up. Yeah. Quite a while ago.
Right.
And it has yet to catch on. It has yet to sweep the... But I guarantee you there will be more Google... pages now, because Ego is Skeleton is going to be a tag for this very show.
Oh, look at that. You have now made that street artist very happy.
Or not.
Or not. Maybe he didn't want anybody to know.
We'll find out if we get an email saying, please remove this tag.
And then you'll say, is your ego so skeleton that we can't hashtag it?
Is it so skeleton? Did I insult him? I don't know. Okay. Dean Haglund.
Yes, what did I
First one. This one's going to be very easy for you. You're going to check this one off. You're going to go accomplished. Huzzah! And we're all going to applaud because it's been quite a while. Complete the graphic novel supported by the Kickstarter campaign.
Yay! Okay, I didn't... it's coming real close.
Is it?
Well, I got a
Why don't you show me what you've done?
Well, look it over there. There's some drawings, and then some water hit some of the drawings, so those got ruined. But...
when do we send the script just to Paige and have her do the graphic
novel? But then it's not my graphic novel. Then it's a script that she did. I know she would be excellent at it, too. Mm-hmm. Paige Branson. So, anyway, I now have...
She has a town in Missouri named for her. That's how excellent she is.
Filled with Boxcar Willie and the King Family Singers.
Paige, Missouri is what I'm thinking of.
Oh,
see where I went with that?
That's hilarious.
Okay, that was terrible. All right, so...
Yeah, the answer is no.
Okay.
So this has become much more of a larger issue for me than I thought. Clearly, there's something emotional and or psychologically trapped in there that should come out on the pages.
As long as it has taken to do The Lady Killers, which took me from the time I agreed to take this script and rewrite it.
Okay.
Has been 2 years and 4 months.
Okay. Who was helping you? Who's
Absolutely.
The executive producer on this?
Absolutely.
Took away hours of my life.
But I do want to point out that was 2 years and 4 months ago, and that was a year after...
Okay. You know what, I hear every day? From fans and everybody, where's the damn graphic novel?
Well, so, yeah.
So, rightly so, I hear this.
So, this we should probably check back on quarterly.
Now you have theoretically depressed me. I thought normally I'd bounce off these things pretty
well. All right. But I break you down so that I can build you back up.
Okay. Do it.
Second was to paint a whole series of downtown landscapes in watercolor that will become a book, a published book that coincides with your Broadway walking tour.
Oh my God, that happened.
And what? I mean, look at that. That's not actually... See, you always have fewer intentions than me,
right.
But there's a lot of intentions in that one. All right. To paint the whole series.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Of downtown landscapes in watercolor.
Yeah.
That will become a book that gets published. And that coincides with the tour. So you actually also have to get the tours up and running.
And they are.
And the book is beautiful and has
thank you.
Been ready. And so have people been...
they're buying it at the end of the tours.
Wow, that's great.
And it's pre-ordered right now since I only have one. And I'm finding out how big a run I should do. Because okay. now a retailer on Broadway has agreed to sell them straight out of their store. So I will be a published artist novel, and then they want it so that the pages can be separated from the book and be suitable for framing, because they thought the artwork was so beautiful. So.
Suitable for framing is the name of my next mystery novel. I'm sure it's been used,
But that's pretty good, actually. Okay, so there you go. There's
there you go.
Mark.
All right.
Fantastic.
Are you feeling better about things?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
The next one, you said you gave yourself a caveat. You gave yourself an out.
Oh, then I probably used it.
And you said, this might be hard to do without an agent. Act in a play.
What?
You said this might be hard to do without an agent. You did.
Sidefest happened.
Yeah, you did. You were in the production of Ray Bradbury's classic one-act Mission to Mars.
Right. And this...
Well, no, you're not going to correct me on the title. What is the name? It's not Mission to Mars.
No, it was called Kaleidoscope.
Oh, very good. Yeah, right. All right. That is... I love the play, and of course, I love the short story on which the one act was based. And but yeah, that it doesn't surprise me or bother me that I couldn't remember the title of that.
No, Kaleidoscope was a horrible
It does make sense when you've seen it.
Yes.
That's the title. But yeah, that's not what I...
No.
Because gravity in outer space. What is the, which is where gravity was set.
Yeah, right. Lord. Gravity in outer space. No, and this is a point.
I can't wait for your regular co-host to show up. This is
so going
to
be good.
I really haven't gotten any better at this.
My point is, this is the whole point of resolution. You put that intention out there in the universe, and magically, even without an agent...
You didn't just act in the play, by the way. You were the lead in that one act. And when we say a one act, also, sometimes one acts are 5 minutes long.
Right.
Series of one acts. They can be, you know, it could be one scene can be a one act, obviously.
Yeah.
This good 30 minutes?
Was it 30?
I mean, it was one minutes. Whole... each night of... Because there were two different nights of SciFest that would alternate.
Right.
By week, I think it was.
Yes.
And there were four or five pieces
per
each of those nights.
Yeah.
But your piece was one half. It was after the...
intermission. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the whole second half of the evening was Kaleidoscope.
There you go.
So, so you did a lot of heavy lifting. And it was, again, as far as a one act goes, it was a pretty big commitment.
Yeah.
Because it was a big cast and
physical.
You all were doing some serious choreography.
Yeah.
In that. There were a lot of lighting cues and
digital effects.
Technical challenge.
Yep.
But really, the choreography, I mean, it's almost like West Side Story. And like, wasn't every single step choreographed?
Yeah, to match lighting and stuff like that. Yeah, you had to be on your marks.
And for those who don't know, in the movie version of West Side Story, every single step, I don't mean just the dance numbers, every single step and movement of the actors during dialogue scenes was choreographed.
Wow, I did not know
Jerome
that.
By Jerome Robbins.
Look at that.
You were in the West Side Story of Science Fiction One Act.
Look at that. And it might happen again this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So there's a good one.
Yeah, you are rocking.
I am 2 for 3.
This one was such an odd, specific, epic fail on your part.
Well, epic fail?
But not one that you should feel bad about. I mean, you went, if you'll pardon the expression, ladies and gentlemen, balls to the wall on this one.
Dear.
It was another one that included so many aspects where really if you'd pulled off just the first part of it, it would have been amazing to me. Anyway, go do stand-up in Dickerson, North Dakota for the Wildcatters. Did we do that?
We did not. We came so close.
Now, Dickerson, North Dakota.
Yes.
Again, for people who didn't hear last year or aren't immediately stopping to go back and hear that part, right. it's an oil boom town.
They're fracking their heads off
in North Dakota,
and they're money.
Oh, they're big Battlestar Galactica fans.
See what I did? Mm-hmm. Where and McDonald employees,
Wildcatters,
yes, and McDonald employees make $16 an hour in that town because they can't find anybody who isn't out in the fields doing the oil exploration.
Wow.
So that's
going to be my resolution this year is go work at a McDonald's in Dickerson.
See, that's easier to accomplish because there, A, is a McDonald's, and B,
There's demand. Yeah.
So the hard part was, A, getting to Dickerson.
Getting an Atlas.
No, I had the hotel. I had the ballroom booked.
You did?
I did.
Because okay, let me go on further.
Okay, let's hear what else I was going to say.
A boomtown.
Right.
For a month of shows.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't just go do comedy there. You already said it had to be a month of shows.
Right.
In a hotel ballroom.
Okay.
So now we're specific about where it has to be.
Well, because there's no comedy club there.
And your idea was to have people pay per laughs.
Oh, see, I didn't...
No ticket admission price.
So then what happened was that idea came down to the Los Angeles Theater Center here on Spring Street to go and coincide during Art Walk to do a pay-per-laugh show at the theater right by the front door.
Did you do that?
Well, I was very close
for
to
for a month of shows?
For a month of Art Walks. No, every Art Walk, basically. Because there's 40,000 people walking around with nothing to do. What better thing than to hear raucous
laughter? I like this idea. Okay.
Yes. And then they would go in. Well,
and those people are drinking.
And they're drinking. And that's my kind of crowd somehow.
And, of course, there's so much extra cash floating around here these days. It's almost like a boom town.
Right. So it's sort of... well, there's money to be had. But anyway, yes, a paper laughs. Then what do I see online? A Dutch theater puts a face, an iPad in the back of every seat with facial recognition software pointed at you as you watch the show. And each time you laugh, it triggers a 50-cent charge to your account. So it is a paper laughs high-end thing where it's actually staring at you, which it seems to me creepy and counterinducive of people laughing, actually.
Absolutely it is. And it's...
Because my paper laughs is, look, hey...
Just be honest.
What do you think that was worth to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's the whole idea of paper laughs. It's not like I'm
passing the hat afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah. How good was the sermon?
Yes, exactly. How much do you pay for your pharmaceuticals to feel better? And how much did laughter as the best medicine serve
you? But so you didn't do that either.
Well, no, because...
So you didn't do the first because you fell in love with the idea for the second.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't do the second because somebody developed software.
No. That's not why I didn't.
Oh,
there was then changes at the LA Theater Center during Art Walk that then made it much harder, and then some guy set up a giant sound system right under the stairs of the theater during Art Walk, so nobody would hear the laughter coming pouring out into the streets.
But I still don't understand, so why? But the Dickerson, the idea behind that was...
It's close to family.
Those people have cash.
And they have tons of cash. And
Star for Entertainment.
Star for Entertainment. There's nothing going on there.
So is that... something you might revisit at some point?
Or? Maybe. There's been a bit of a change. So many people have flooded up there now that there's a bit of a post-slump boom slump. It's a boom slump. And so people are sleeping in their vans and not really in the mood to go and see comedy it's minus 57 and they got nothing going on. So it's still out there. Still
right.
is a thought. But as you said, epic fail.
I was thinking, you know, what if you were to do something like that? I don't know. What if you went to another country and did that? Maybe even another continent. Maybe.
Look at that.
What if you went down under and you did like, I don't know, Australia? I'm spitballing.
Like
throwing it up the flagpole, see if it sticks.
Right.
We're gonna put it on the curb, see if the cat licks it up. what if, I don't know, somewhere in Australia? There's got to be like crazy little towns,
right?
You could do a series of these, yeah.
Sort of people who are into the concept of a paper laughs idea.
Yeah.
I think that might be something I will explore in future.
In the future.
Right.
In the future could be soon. All right. And so that, and maybe you could call the show Ego is Skeleton. Okay. So that's it. Those were your resolutions.
Those are pretty good.
For 2014.
So I nailed one out of...
You nailed two. You two. Absolutely made two your own. The right. watercolor book, act in a play, graphic novel. You didn't forget about...
I didn't forget about
But you...
Very
but,
difficult.
But you did kind of... You let go of the Dickerson, North Dakota idea. And yeah. that's fine because, again, these aren't...
I got very close. I all but the plane ticket.
And look, we're talking about what are our New Year's resolutions? What are our intentions? How do we want to go about it? And if the reality of circumstances change so that what made us want to do it is no longer even available to us, why do it?
Right.
And I've got a couple of those that I actually, ones that I, this year for the first time, ones I failed to do that I feel good about failing to do. Because there was actual conscious decision in play about, well... You know, asking me what is it that I want to feel?
Right.
What I always say, you know, like everybody always stresses for young people, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? And plan and really work towards that. And the question that never gets asked enough, I think, is how do you want to feel?
Right.
What do you want to feel when you're doing whatever it is? Do you want to feel useful to your fellow human being? Do you want to feel like you're really exploring what you're made of? Do you want to find out what your capabilities are? You know, what is it?
This power.
Yeah. Where is the energy going to come from during those times where whatever you're doing proves really difficult or challenging, or you know where's your default going to be,
right,
where you can still find the energy to get up and say, all right, one more day you know,
I got one more day in me.
So here were mine.
Okay, let's hear that.
See the 30 films on the Metacritic consensus for 2013. I did finish this thanks to the people, in part to the people who forced me to watch, our listeners. When I say the people, I mean our loyal, lovely, sweet-smelling, easy-on-the-eyes listeners who reminded me that I needed to watch Blue is the Warmest Color.
Right.
And that also got me to actually track down and find a copy of At Berkeley, which I now find out is on Netflix.
Ah. But
this was a documentary that was only available for educational screening for a long time. So to get a disc cost like $70 from the distributor because it was only for...
was it worth
it? It's a four-hour documentary. Is it interesting? Yes, it's interesting.
Is it worth 4 hours?
One of the best films of the year? I mean, a lot of people had it. It made the Metacritic consensus of top 30 films of the year, according to the critics around the world. So anyway, to finish the top 30 was 7 hours of viewing two films. Blue is the Warmest Color and At Berkeley.
Wow.
So I'm really... gonna
think
you know
about that list again.
No, I'm proud of myself for seeing through. You know, I try to see as many of them obviously before we do our end of January list of the top 10 films of the previous year according to us.
Right.
And I try to see as many of them gravitate towards the ones certainly that I think have a real good shot at it. In this case, there were a few that I did not make it to. I think 4 of the 30, and I did catch them through the year, and my top 10 list would not have been changed.
Nah.
But as the purpose of this, I'm grateful that I did it because I got exposed to voices, types of films, voices of filmmakers from that are different than what certainly usually gets released, but also from different parts of the world that I might have known about otherwise were it not for this consensus list, and that's
right.
why I love it. I
awesome.
Get to learn. Like this coming year, you know, where the 2014 on the Metacritic consensus, I had no idea how beloved Jean-Luc Godard's new film was. I mean, it's number 2.
What?
With a bullet. His his 3D, his 80-minute 3D relationship drama is number two of the top films of the year.
Wow.
So anyway, I would not have known that. I was aware of that film.
Right.
Like most cinephiles, I've been vaguely aware of what Jean-Luc Godard has been up to.
Right. Vaguely.
We're talking 55 years after Breathless.
I know.
And he's still making great movies.
Weekend also. Anyway. I love that movie.
Alphaville was always one
that
of
was
my,
good too, yeah.
my favorites. One of my favorite science fiction. Anyway, so I did that. Fulfill my pledge to run a 10K that I agreed to make when I won the Oscar 2013 competition, and you had to watch a Lynch marathon. And hell, I haven't even done the painting, one painting. That I have to do because I lost the 2014 competition. So I haven't. I did not fulfill the pledge to run the 10K.
Well, and I don't think I'm going to let you off the hook on that one. You don't running the 10K.
I had pneumonia 3 times in 15 months.
That's my point.
Yeah,
I would think if you're going to like train in downtown LA, you're going to be sucking back more.
If I can get to the point where I can walk
10K.
Because there was a time when that really would not have been a brisk walk of 10K wouldn't have been a problem for me.
Now,
So that's exciting.
Well, you know, two dogs always helps that too. So
chasing after them
when the leash breaks.
Stick him. What's my safe word? Ego is skeleton.
Safe word.
I had a this was a ridiculous one to June to be in the best shape of my life.
Wow.
And I said this because it would be 1 year to the date after walking pneumonia.
Yes.
Which I then came down with again. In March, 2 months before I was supposed to be in the best
shape of your life.
Now, I did say as part of this, though, that a big part of it was to get more and regular sleep. And I have gotten a lot better about being committed to regular sleep and regular sleep habits. So that has been a good one.
That is awesome.
I wanted to update and overhaul PhilLarinus.com.
Yes.
Perhaps use those demo reels that I cut on there. And my version of this was to shutter it. Completely.
Oh.
And you know what? It felt really good when I finally said, why do I still... You know what? There's nothing here that I really want to do with this website.
Really?
That will change my online presence at all. There's nothing I want to do. And if there was nothing I wanted to do where there would be no joy in it, why am I doing it?
Why? So you use your Facebook and your LinkedIn or whatever other...
I post things to Vimeo. Post things to
YouTube. All have live without a website, technically.
Yeah. So anyway, until I come up with an idea of why I want to do it and something that I want to do with it that's unique to it, why? I mean, we've got the Chill Pack Hollywood page. Yes. We'll have a website for the Lady Killers. Mm-hmm. We've got The Truth Is Out There. Why do it? And so it felt so good to let it go.
Right.
So I did do something new with it. I did overhaul it.
In fact. You jettisoned it and exploded it and just blew it
out. I sold it to the Japanese for parts.
Now a porn site. PhilLarinus.com.
Number 5 demo reels. Pat, moving on. I said, this was 6. This was really interesting. I wanted to book one really high-paying film or video job, even if it was corporate, for a corporation. You know, be a studio job or a network job or a corporate job or this, because I wanted to find out how I would respond to it now.
Right.
At my level of maturity, how would I respond to working for the man?
Right.
In a creative enterprise, as opposed to in an executive delivery enterprise, which I've done twice. So this was how would I respond to it in a creative enterprise? And I pointed out, because even John Cassavetes did a couple of studio pictures.
I know.
Well, I watched those John Cassavetes studio pictures and read about his experience with them and him getting fired from them and them not releasing them for a long time and these sort of things. The bloom went off that particular rose. Look, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Right. I shouldn't put out as an intention, I want to work for the man.
Right.
Yeah, what did I do with that intention? I did a little more research.
Uh-huh. Good. And realized what a ridiculous intention.
Read every day, and I meant something that wasn't backlit, some printed material. Again, you get into editing, that's not going
to
happen.
That's hard to do.
Write every day. Emails.
You did emails?
Yeah.
Those were in English?
Some sort of creative writing every day. No. And you know what? I'm so done with those kind of intentions also that are also time-based.
Yes.
Because that really is to-do list-based every day.
Every day.
Well, then what am I going to do? Put it on the thing and check it off? That's not the idea of it. I should be really connecting with it. And like I told you when we were doing what we're reading more than a month ago now, when Stephen Fowler of the Smoking All Stars wrote to us about his used book, his secondhand bookshop, and wanted to know what we'd been reading because we hadn't talked about it for a while. And I'd been reading a book for a really long time because I was reading it so slow because I didn't want it to end.
Oh, right.
I wanted to keep it. I was going back and starting passages again because I didn't want to do it. So I didn't read every day, but I did connect far more deeply with what I was reading.
Yeah, that's
and made
nice.
Sure I took the time to do that. Huh. Really savor the pages and the characters. And so I had also one, act in a stage production. Now, this was not necessarily a play, but act in a stage production. And I don't think that happened. It was, even if it's a one-off, that didn't happen, but it's so dangerously close to happening. The
what?
Like, I mean, I've accepted a role in one.
A play.
That has not, and I accepted it a couple months ago.
Got it.
Now that it's January 5th, 2015. So I've accepted it. And so we'll find out exactly when schedules can be worked out to make this thing happen.
Wow.
But so once I accepted it, then I kind of felt, okay, I don't need to worry about,
right,
you know, but we've fulfilled the, yeah.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Oh, yeah, it's a good part.
Really?
Yeah.
Went the timeline.
I'd actually been talking to Suli, who was our guest, Suli McCullough, yeah. On December 15th, 2014. He was our guest. And I remember it like it was this morning. And he and I had been talking about maybe putting on a production of David Mamet's Race.
Oh.
And maybe at some point we will.
That'd be cool.
But part of the juice that I was going to get from doing that show, I'm definitely going to get from doing this other show.
Wow.
So it's a really, it allows me to revisit all my old debate skills from speech and debate. It's really going to be, you know, the ability to embody a point of view.
Right.
Because you're blissfully free of having any beliefs.
Right.
So it really allows you. You're not worried about where you stand.
Right. You're not invested in
or what you stand for. So you can easily take a position and argue a position, even if it seems like a losing position.
Right.
And win if the price is right.
Oh, is that how that works?
Welcome to being a lawyer.
Right? That's awesome.
High visibility distribution deal for the Lady Killers.
Look at
and
that.
I said that this might be really difficult because even if everything had gone according to schedule, we would not be finishing the film until the end of August, early September. So that was possibly very unlikely because we then would have to figure out where are we premiering it. And then that would happen. So indeed, that did not happen. And
but we are close.
We're finishing the movie next week.
Right.
And then we'll have a test screening to make sure there's nothing we need to fix in terms of sound and picture. But so, you know, we're getting there.
Right.
And the whole point was high visibility was really important because not just one that would make financial sense, but one that as opposed to, as I always lament about Karl Rove, I Love You, which is a film that escaped more than was released. And people still will find and write to me on a weekly basis how much they love it. And because that film was hard to market, nobody really quite knew how to do it. Not a lot of people ever got to know about it. But it makes friends wherever it goes. So let's have a high visibility so that it gets invited to the best parties and gets to meet the best people.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Last year, after our New Year's resolution show, you were the first person to watch the first full cut of the film. That was exactly...
1 year ago?
Yeah, in terms of the first show of
last
year.
I remembered it like it was yesterday.
And it was fascinating. Like, your notes on the comic beats were all dead on.
Yep.
And it was fascinating because, I think it was your notes for Act 1 and Act 3 were all absolutely right on, and I found that your notes for Act 2 were exactly the opposite of what was needed.
Yeah.
It was really fascinating.
Well,
because the movie does change. It becomes different movies
that tone
in each
in the
act.
Middle, yeah, and that middle act I could not wrap my head around. So I think the notes I gave for the second act were spitballing because I wasn't sure exactly how and what. So,
but they were in their own way almost as precise as the first and the third because it was... But instead of going to it, I pushed off them.
Right.
As far as I could.
To do the opposite. Often
to see how much the scene would endure.
Right.
In that direction.
Exactly.
It was fascinating.
Well, good.
I said I would like to shoot another feature, not necessarily direct.
Wow.
That did not happen.
That's a lot for 1 year. That's crazy talk.
would like to, I can't believe I wrote finish shooting and begin editing Truth 2. Did not finish shooting.
No.
Continued shooting and did begin editing
Truth 2. So that's something.
I said I wanted to watch the Alfred Hitchcock TV series. Yes. Alfred Hitchcock Presents, because of all those great actors
on it.
And because I own the whole series on DVD.
Did you crack that box?
No, I watched an episode that Robert Altman directed, his first directorial effort when he came to Hollywood after being a corporate industrial filmmaker, making How to Fill Up Your Tank with Gasoline.
Right, Zinc, your friend.
And it starred Joseph Cotten.
Holy.
It was good. Yeah. He plays a wife murderer. And anyway, so I watched that one. That was it.
That's pretty good.
And I also said I would finally watch The Wire. Nailed it. Of course, I watched it
in
a binge, and now... No, I wasn't disappointed. It was good. But I'm disappointed in the fact that now, on December 26th, HBO launched in a marathon the remastered high-definition version of The Wire.
Oh.
So I could have waited a couple of months, binge-watched it, but also seen it in HD.
See? That's what I'm going to do. Because I've never watched it, and that's not even on
you
my
are news. Dogged by cunning foresight, Dean Haglin.
As always.
I made some wishes to visit a whole lot of places that weren't really intention. They were wishes. I kind of liked that I did it, but I didn't visit any of these places. In fact, I found within the first quarter of the year, what I really wished was to stay very close to home. I loved being in L.A. this year.
This year was a good year to be in L.A.
I did take a couple of trips, went to a wedding back east. But yeah, I really loved being around and getting a lot done and laying a lot of groundwork, too, for the coming year.
Fantastic.
This was kind of a fun one. This is beautiful. I would like to be more loving without needing to prove it or have it acknowledged.
Wow.
So, without attachment.
That's awesome.
And I feel that I absolutely have developed that. And along with it, not the judgment per se, but the critical voice, the voice of the judge has a certain less bellowing tone. It's there. And I'm amused by it.
Right.
And then can let that go along with, you know, it's, oh, the judge is here. Welcome to the party. Go help yourself to the buffet. You know?
Oh, that's nice.
Being delighted by my voice of judgment, both towards myself and others.
Right.
Without needing to give the keys to the car over to the voice
of the
judge.
Give the power away.
I wanted to be quicker to ask, how does this turn of events afford me an opportunity? Especially important when the turn of events might be counter to what our own specific desires might be. And yeah, I'm very quick at this.
You are now.
I'm very quick. I mean, like, I was always pretty agile when it comes to this, but I've got lightning quickness in this response.
So how can I just make any situation?
How does this turn of events afford me an opportunity?
Right.
Yeah, and it's the thing that leads so often to conspiracy theories, by the way, where people will see some horrible thing happen and some people profit from it, and a lot of people automatically say, oh, well, they were responsible for it.
Right, because you profit from this.
Because to most people, the ability to stay calm in the midst of chaos and to see opportunity in the midst of chaos, and chaos is rife with opportunity. So if you can stay calm in the center of chaos, if you can stay tranquil in the midst of tumult,
the eye of the storm,
then there are many, many opportunities. And it's where creativity often comes from, right? Because how often do we create the storm creatively? The chaos, because we need that.
Yes.
Anyway, a lot of people, though, that idea of when things, quote unquote, don't work out, of being so calm and being able to acknowledge even, things are working out exactly as they were supposed to. Not how I might not have liked them, but exactly as they were supposed to.
Right.
So how does this serve? That ability seems so foreign to so many people who've been taught to be victims.
Right.
That or automatically they go to the place of, oh, well, they were responsible for it in the first place.
And a lot of that comes from fear, right?
Yeah.
You know, the fear of the unknown and of chaos itself.
And because truthfully, if you're the architect of chaos, it becomes very, very difficult to also be the person who can profit from it, because the whole idea of chaos is you don't know which direction that wheel is going to spin.
Right.
It's chaotic.
Right. So therefore, if you stay
calm... You can't
predict.
You can't gamble on it in advance. Yeah,
right.
It's really, really tough.
Got it.
Finally, get our show, this show, your Chilpack Hollywood Hour, onto Stitcher.
Uh-huh. We did that.
You did that. You got that one...
Bing.
Right up.
The
so then what did I do? I went out and got us on Blog Talk Radio. Got us back on a network, which we said we'd never do.
Did, right.
So look at that happen.
Just like that.
And then one that... Yoshi Kato... When he was here, he's absolutely right. I said this. We were thinking 2 years ago when I kept it secret. But I had said that this would be the year that I got engaged to Lily.
Right.
And when Yoshi brought that up, when we were here, we both told him that he was wrong, that it had been a secretive one, because it was a secretive one the year before that.
Right.
Anyway, it still hasn't happened. However, that's because I have always known exactly how it's going to happen.
Right.
And it just can't happen yet.
Right.
Certain things are still in motion and being put in place.
Halley's Comet has to return.
And it has to be returned to the pronunciation Halley's Comet.
So you got to
remember
go
how that switched?
I did.
You know? Yep. I always loved that Richard Lewis line.
What?
You know? One day it was Halley's Comet, the next day it was Halley's Comet. What's next? I'm going to go in and have to order a sluice of pizza with anchovies? Anyway. All right. You want to hit your resolutions
for the new year? Yes, for the new year. Well, there's a bunch. There's a bunch, I said.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Right. So, one, of course, I'd say it every year, but this time I really mean it. The graphic novel's going to be finished this year.
Huzzah!
That this is the year it has to be done. And then once that is off the art table, then boom, I am back out in the road doing comedy, seeing the world, making them laugh, just like the old days. And then, of course, you know, it's always important to learn something. So learning to surf. This is the year because, you know, those knees aren't going to last forever with all the running and the walking and the things I do. So it's a good time to get my surfing board under me.
Last time I surfed, I broke my nose.
Okay.
High school.
How did you do that? The board hit your face?
I went down. Oh, it was worse. Went down, got caught up in a wave, spiraled down, hit a rock.
Ouch.
And then on the way up, hit my head on the board.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I think
first time out alone surfing, I did that.
That's right. A great story.
Thanks.
You know what I'm going to do?
That's like when somebody says they're going to take up skiing and immediately everyone shares stories about having broken a leg.
Totally. They're like, well, maybe I'll be a little more careful about that plan. There's a blog out there that I'm suddenly watching, and it's a daily portrait blog. And so this woman is drawing her portrait every day for a year. And it's fascinating because it's in different mediums. Some of them are really quick, like she's out the door, and some of them, but it is a way of seeing this transition year. And I think this year is going to be my big transition year. So I think I'm going to document it through a daily or every second day self-portrait that I'm going to draw and put up on my Instagram and on my blog, and have that as you see a progression of how...
That's a lot.
That's a lot, but it's not... They don't have to be... You know, great. I have so many art supplies there that are going dry and rusty and stuff like
that. Daily? I mean,
well, it's a warm up because it's not going to take it's not going to take a ton of time, and a lot of these things will be unfinished and sketches of where you are.
So, are you already 5 days behind since this is January 5th, or have you been doing it? You have five.
I have five.
Okay, good for you. All right.
So that's it.
Wow. Then, good for you.
And then cut down on sugar, but I do that every year.
Cut down on sugar. Wow.
Yeah.
There is no plate of cookies, by the way, here.
I know. See? That's me cutting down on the sugar.
Kills me. I was really counting on that. All right. Here we go.
I got you a Christmas card.
Yeah, but you gave that to me several weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Before Christmas.
Right. So the Christmas baking has all been eaten.
How will... let's say that you relocated this year. Let's say you moved.
Yes.
Let's say that you were moving to another country.
Let's say that.
Another continent even.
Maybe.
Maybe even
be bi-coastal?
A different hemisphere.
Right.
Right? You would always be bi-coastal, and you'd be in a place that would still allow you to learn to surf.
Right.
You'd be bi-coastal with a... with a West Coast and an East Coast presence, this being the West Coast.
Right.
I mean, only the Pacific, though.
Right. No, tail with that Atlantic.
No, Atlantic sucks. But how would that affect hitting the road and doing comedy? I guess it could also help because there's a lot of road where
there's
you might
a lot
allegedly
of road,
be moving.
A massive amount of clubs where I'm there. So...
And it could tie in with what I had suggested earlier.
The paper thing and the whole man telling you. This is a golden opportunity.
So, look, some of these are obvious for me. Check out all the Metacritic consensus films again.
Right.
It was a great year, so I'm really looking forward to this. Because, like, all
have you seen a lot of them?
Really, only of the final 30 that were released at the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've seen half.
Okay, that's good.
Let's say, because I know mid-December when I looked at the list, and they had, enough had gained momentum to be like in the top 20. I'd seen 10 of those 20.
Okay.
So I'm off the top of my head, I can't remember the final list that was just published with 30 on them, but I'm... going to say that I've seen 15 of the 30.
Okay, let's say
but there's going to be a lot of great ones that I just can't. I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Awesome.
Meaningful Distribution for the Lady Killers.
Yes.
This I can't wait to check in on this one quarterly because we might really be on the verge of it.
That's awesome.
Then. I need to write a script this year, and I know which one I'm going to write. It's been baking for a long time. I finally took off my resolution list over the last couple of years, my resolution every year to write a book. I actually, by taking it off, I spent a lot of time this last year when I got sick writing the book.
Isn't
so this year, let's finish the book. Finish the book.
This is the year.
Get Illumination. Remember Illumination?
I sure do.
Every so often this comes up in conversation and things. Let's get that either into development or let's sell it.
Do you want to sell that fucker?
Either development or sale.
Let's get it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, either development or a sale.
I'm happy on a sale.
I want to direct another feature. Now, this doesn't mean in its entirety because that's not going to happen, but direct another feature.
Okay.
I'd like to get a web series into development. I talked to various people about different ideas. I've been talking to Alana Rain about a very good idea.
Right.
I want to get one into real development.
Right, because webisodes are the way to go. I mean,
and as long as it's an idea that really excites me.
Right, and you never get canceled.
How about finishing shooting Truth 2?
Yes.
And complete an edit. Not complete all editing, that's too much, but complete an edit of
it. Right.
That's doable.
Right.
Teach an acting class.
Look at you.
That.
Something.
Is, if we check back in the first quarter, that'll already, I'm sure, be checked off the list.
Really?
Teach a filmmaking class.
Nothing
also.
There
have been a lot of people reaching out to me. A university out in the Inland Empire.
Come on.
An online school has reached out
Professor
to me.
Professor Larness is in the building.
I like if you call me Captain Dr. Phil Larness. my goddaughter, did I tell you this story? I've spent every Thursday, and this was one thing that was not, but talk about becoming more loving without the need to have it acknowledged or anything from last year.
Right.
One of the ways that I really was helped in this was I spend every Thursday with my goddaughter tutoring her and then giving her exercise and giving her certain lessons.
Right.
Life lessons.
Life lessons.
Don't
pet the rattlesnake.
And we went through some tough times, some challenging times. But it's been beautiful all the way through because it really, you stay present through the things that a child goes through and you stay loving without attachment during it. And so it's been really wonderful for me. And I forget where I was going. Oh, where I was going with this was she, by mistake, referred to me just offhanded one day She called me Nick, which is the name of her mom's boyfriend.
Ah, right.
And then she immediately caught what she did, and she said, "I'm so sorry, Godfather Phil. I'm so sorry, Godfather Phil." And I said, "From now on, that's Captain Godfather Phil to you. And I want you to tell your mother that I expect you to call me that."
Captain Godfather.
Captain Godfather Phil.
That's it.
So again, act in a play.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Fantastic.
Fulfill my Oscar bets. So a lot, it's to get rid of the stuff that's been lined up here at the door. Fulfill my Oscar bets. So this year, for the health one, interesting that you would say take up surfing.
Uh-huh.
I am going to take up skiing.
Skiing.
And I love that I come from fairly warm weather climate.
And you want to see
I'm
going to
take up skiing. You come from
the
snow,
cold.
And you want to take up surfing.
Absolutely. I somehow think surfing's a little safer and easier than the skiing.
But it is such a good, kids love it and everything, and families love it. And so I would like to do it.
So
and
the traditional two planks under the feet, not the snowboardy.
No.
It'll be the two.
Yeah, and I've heard that cross country skiing might be something I'd really enjoy. So that could be two.
I was a junior provincial competitor in cross country skiing with a .22 rifle over my shoulder. I was biathlon.
I want to meet the people who were really provincial. About it. Nobody else in the world knows how to do this. All right.
For the
physical, all this stuff about best shape of my life and all this. I liked your just cut down on sugar. I want to keep my blood pressure in check. I'm not saying that it's not, but I want to keep it in check.
Yep.
I want to keep improving the health of my teeth and gums, which I've been working really hard on.
Excellent.
I want to keep improving it because we can always do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to increase my physical flexibility. There is attainable
that's
one.
That's easy.
And I want to improve my eyesight.
With those corrective
I want to improve and through meditation.
Yes.
Through various things. Through letting go.
Exercises.
Through letting go also of anger. Anger and hostility affects eyesight a great deal. So these are the things I want to improve it.
I like it.
And finally, get engaged to Lily. That'll happen. And it's actually, it's tied in with a few of these other things, actually.
Look at that.
There have been plans. And thank God she doesn't listen to this show. All right.
And if she does, she wouldn't get all the way to this part because this is the end of the show where you can find so many shows.
Well, we already talked about how people can find it. Make it your resolution to listen to every show we've ever done.
Oh, man, there you go.
We do wish everybody a very, very happy 2015. There's something that you used to write in your cards that I love to share with people, and that is wishing people peace, action, and adventure in the new year.
I
brought the music up way too quickly there.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter.
Follow
Make
us on
this
Twitter.
The year when you follow us on Twitter.
We're at Dean and Phil. Spell it all out.
And as always, write us. Let us know what you want us to talk about. It's one of the things we mean when we say it's your Chilpack Hollywood Hour. You can write us
at chilpackhollywood@yahoo.com. So easy.
Is that it? Like us on Facebook.
Yes, please like us.
Facebook.com/chillpackhollywood.
Write a review on iTunes while you're hanging out with the coming home from the holidays and you got nothing else to do to start the year.
All right. Until next week when we're back with a brand new regular show, I'm Phil Lernis.
I'm Dean Haglin.
Belated spoiler alert.